Hello and welcome to this Airline Economics Esher Roundup from La Bourget. 2,500 exhibitors and over 300,000 visitors have descended on the French capital this week for the show. Aircraft orders announced, engine orders placed, and transactions valued in the billions completed. Here's a roundup of the week's events.
The 55th Paris Air Show came with a subdued tone, following the tragic crash of an Air India 787 on June 12th. In the wake of the incident, Boeing chose not to announce any new aircraft orders, creating a noticeable absence. As a result, Airbus took centre stage, securing hundreds of commercial aircraft commitments from airlines and leasing companies around the world. First up was Saudi lessor Avilis, signing a deal for up to 77 Airbus jets, including 10 A350F aircraft and 30 A320neo family jets, with room to expand this order to 77 aircraft in total. Avilis CEO Edward O'Byrne said the cargo planes could be placed with Saudi carriers to meet the kingdom's growing freight needs. The aircraft are scheduled for delivery between 2030 and 2033, with Airbus saying it's confident it'll meet that deadline. ANA firmed up its order for 27 A321neo jets, with this including three long-range A321XLRs. 14 aircraft will fly under the ANA name, while 13 aircraft from the order, including the three XLRs, will go to its low-cost arm, Peach. Deliveries are also due by 2030. Poland's LOT Airlines is betting big on the A220, signing a deal with Airbus for 40 aircraft to replace its aging fleet of regional jets. The deal includes both the A220-100 and 300, with deliveries set to begin in 2027, with options to grow the order to 84 aircraft. Saudi startup Riyadh Air confirmed an order for up to 50 A350-1000s. With its inaugural flight expected later this year, the airline is now set to operate a streamlined fleet of three aircraft types. The agreement includes 25 firm orders with purchase rights for an additional 25 aircraft. In a separate deal made at the show, Riyadh Air also purchased 100 Rolls-Royce Trent XWB-97 engines. The airline now has up to 182 aircraft on order. Vietjet signed a memorandum of understanding with Airbus for 100 A321neo aircraft with 50 options. The formalised deal confirms Airline Economics' report in April that the airline was looking to make a substantial Airbus narrowbody order for over 100 jets. It has been estimated that the European manufacturer secured aircraft commitments totaling $21 billion during the course of the air show. Brazilian manufacturer Embraer also made a splash at the show, landing a number of orders. Embraer revealed a firm order of 60 E175 jets by US regional carrier SkyWest, with options for 50 more, potentially totaling 110 aircraft. Deliveries are set to begin in 2027. SkyWest, already the world's largest E17 operator, says the move strengthens its dual-class fleet and long-term strategy. Logistics firm Bridges Air Cargo will be the first operator of Embraer's new passenger-to-freight conversion aircraft, the E-Freighter E190F, with this aircraft being leased from Regional One. The jet is the first of two conversions and is expected to start operating in Bridges' fleet during the third quarter of this year. Away from aircraft, an MTU Aero Engine said it secured record orders at this year's airshow, with engine orders worth around $1.75 billion placed at the event. The company said a large majority of these commitments were for the GTF engine. The largest order for the engine type was placed by Wizz Air, with the airline opting to equip 177 A321neo aircraft with GTF engines. Pratt & Whitney also secured major wins with Frontier Airlines, which will power 91 A321neos with GTF engines, and Cebu Pacific, which signed a long-term maintenance deal. The engine maker plans to double its GTF overhaul output by 2026. And that is our Airshow Roundup complete. For more videos like this, hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel. And to keep up to date with all our news and events, head over to the Airline Economics website. That's www.aviationnews-online.com.